Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Coming out of Roxbury. Oh, I think I'm red hot. Shooting up the charts now. Oh, I think it's black hot.
Hip-hop artists generally make a habit of name-checking their hometowns. So, quick, name your favorite rapper who represents Boston. Okay, we couldn't come up with anyone either. The last Boston rapper to break into the mainstream was Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block, and we put rapper in quotation marks there.
Yeah, people keep on fronting on the Beantown posse, but it's time to step up to the stand, because we ain't going out like that.
Of course, that doesn't mean there's not a vibrant underground hip-hop scene in Boston. There is, and freelance journalist Aaron Baldessari has been charting its rapid growth for the Boston Phoenix. Welcome to Radio Boston, Aaron.
Hi, thank you.
Well, I want to listen to a bunch of the music that you have set up in what you're calling the Boston Class of 2011, but just before we do that, I'm going to issue the radio version of the parental advisory sticker we used to see on CDs, that the lyrics do deal with some themes that may not be appropriate for everybody. But that said, why don't you tell us about the first artist that you featured in the Phoenix, Dutch Rebel. She hails from Milton, so tell us a little bit about her.
Dutch was born in Haiti to professional parents, moved to the United States when she was very young. She grew up in Milton but spent a lot of her childhood in Mattapan and Roxbury with cousins.
And Aaron, it seems like she's really representing Boston's female hip-hop artists.
She definitely stands out among the females rapping in Boston. She has a network called Black Roses, which is a group of about 40 women. It's a professional women's network, I guess you could say, featuring stylists and hairdressers and makeup artists and promoters and people in the media who are all sort of connected to entertainment and hip-hop in some way, shape, or form. She's really done a great job in bringing them all together and strengthening the scene for women in hip-hop in Boston.
Well, let's listen to Dutch Rebel. This is a song called Pass That Dutch.
All right, listen up. This is what we gon' do. I'ma show you that Rebel can flow too. Men too. You can put them on the menu. Chop them up, cook them up, then I'm gon' chew. I got a flow you can't stop like a hiccup. Heat for the street like the Vicks that I flick up. Tell a chick chomp on the dust that I kick up. Tell the rap game don't move, it's a stick up.
Yeah. Well, that's Dutch Rebel. Let's move on to something completely different, if I can say. Because straight out of the mean streets of Wellesley, Massachusetts, is Cam Meekins. Who is Cam Meekins and what does he represent to you?
Cam is a skinny white boy from the suburbs. I think without music, he would be just your average white kid from the suburbs. He acknowledges that, the neighborhood he reps is not the same as the urban streets where hip-hop sort of came up from, but
it's kind of completely the opposite, right?
It's a little bit completely the opposite, but, you know, he says he's making his music for his friends and the people around him, and he shouldn't be excluded from a genre because it has this background.
You know a lot about rap. Do you buy that?
Yeah, to some extent. I think it's important for him to be upfront with where he's from and not try to represent a different image than who he is. And I think he's done a good job in doing that and staying in his lane.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of Cam Meekins. This is a track called The Reason.
Yeah. Gotta find my way. Yeah. I'm stuck looking for a reason, but there's nowhere to go. I got to find my way so I don't fall.
And the game always want me to change, but I'ma try and be myself, dog. Go pick your own lane. I'm one in the same, only 17 living. I'm stressed cause all the bad grades I be getting. Running around the hallway, screwing it up. I be trying to have a ball, man, doing it up. I never hate, only looking for reasons to celebrate. In my senior year, all of my classes hella great, cause I take none. The experience.
Well, that's Cam Meekins singing The Reason, being stressed about all the bad grades he's getting. I can feel his pain. I know a lot of people probably can. But Aaron Baldessari, the next artist you're going to highlight is, again, very, very different. I'm loving the variety here. It says a lot about the Boston scene. And this is an artist who's much more experienced and from a really different tradition. His name is Chilla Jones, and he is a battle rapper. Now, explain the distinction there.
two rappers get up. They go usually a minute each to basically diss the other person as much as they can.
Is this the kind of thing people might have seen if they saw 8 Mile with Eminem?
It's something like that, yeah.
Well, let's listen to a freestyle battle rap by Chilla Jones.
As far as your X-Man, she ain't met a cat cool as me. I make her feel fireworks, Jubilee. But I don't even feel the same, so I might call her just to run my pipe through her walls like Nightcrawler. I'm a ball in my game time form, so I can breeze through and make it rain like Storm. No wonder they won't grab Eagles. But I'm a bull in the ghetto, see red and pull metal like Magneto. I make movies.
He started a battle league, Shark Tank, that's taken off and really kind of helped connect the scene. And reinvigorate the battle scene in Boston.
Let's move on to another group. This is a trio of guys from Roxbury, Dorchester, and Mattapan, respectively. And together they're called Retrospec. And as their name indicates, they have kind of a retro vibe, right? So let's listen to a little bit. Here's Retrospec with Rough Coffee Break.
Box them out. Wait, let me get this. You a Debo snatching, training daily, acting Harvey rapping, but portrayed like you would make your witch attracts and never have to show and prove legitimately with your actions. Just keep all the put all the you be dapping. Yeah, my mind be on some elevating mapping. Every coordinate's slimming down my circle by the fraction. Rap style rejuvenates periodically to formulate a better remedy so flows can accumulate.
So, Aaron, tell me a little bit about Retrospec.
Well, they have a classic Boom Bap sound. That was the name of their latest album, Boom Bap and Beyond. They're heavily influenced from the music of the late 80s and early 90s, but at the same time, they have a very current sound.
Well, the last group you're going to highlight doesn't come from Roxbury or Dorchester like some of the other groups we've been talking about. They represent Alston, and from the pictures that were posted on the Boston Phoenix website, I have to say, they really look like they're from Alston.
Yeah, they are your classic hipsters. DJ Emo looks more like a bike messenger than a DJ or a producer. Virtue went to Emerson and linked up with another student there to form the collective Fameless Fam. It's a sort of amorphous collective of underground hip-hop.
Well, what's really great about them is that they seem to really be embracing what it means to sort of come from Alston. We've got a track from Virtue and DJ Emo Beta that's on the Phoenix website right now. And this video features the pair in a basketball game chugging milk as though it's Stoli Cristal, even though DJ Emo, he's chugging soy milk since he's representing all the vegans out there. So let's listen.
When they trace your jawbone, not from a gas on a cloud. I'm pipping in Olympus. You're driving trucks on the ground. You don't deserve a goodbye. You said it quietly in my back when you went online. Everybody is cheating on everybody is through. I'll always miss the you I thought I knew.
So Aaron, we've heard a really great variety, actually. Musicians that originally come from Haiti, skinny white boys, as you said, from Wellesley, and even edgy hip-hop from Alston. So what do you think that this tells us about the scene here in Boston, and what distinguishes it from, say, New York or Atlanta or Oakland?
There's always been a strong underground scene, but it's sort of segmented into sort of different niches. Certainly, there's a parallel between the scene in the Bay Area with the scene in Boston. In California and in the Bay Area, there's always been a long tradition of having sort of alternative hip-hop and a very alternative scene.
So we see a similar embracing of all these alternative forms of hip-hop here in Boston.
Yes.
Now, do you think that there's anyone in the group that you've written about that has the potential to break out and, you know, into the mainstream or really sort of take it to the next level?
Well, actually, several of the artists who were mentioned are on that verge already. Cam Meekins just moved out to L.A. On September 1st with his producer, Maddie Trump. And the Fameless Fam Collective is working in New York and in L.A. kind of simultaneously. I think there'll be names to watch in the years to come.
Well, Aaron Baldessari, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Erin Baldessari is a freelance Boston journalist. Her article, Boston's Rap Class of 2011, appears in the Boston Phoenix. We have links to that and all the artists we discussed at radioboston.org. Some of the rappers from Erin's list will be performing tonight at the Church Nightclub in Boston. The show starts at 8 o'clock. We'll go out on more of the track we opened on. It's I'm a Ball from Roxbury's Mouthy.
Gang in the building, call that museum a sign. Trying to sell my city, you're the savior, but nobody's buying. SG to the 7 pound, yeah, you see us multiply. So I'm doing big things, I wish you could see me now. I'm the reigning king, like a nurse, fell from a cloud. I'm about to light the fuse, tell me if you hear the sound. Now I'm about to blow up,
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.